先对你们平安。
May peace be with you all.
谢谢一居弟兄对我的介绍。
And I thank you, George, give me a wonderful introduction.
其实，在宣教的这样的一个运动的里面
，In the movement of a missionary.
其实，我觉得今天在不论是在北美的。美国本土的教会或者是华人教会当中其实宣教都不陌生
So I come to the opinion that in our Chinese church environment we are not unfamiliar with the missionary
正如刚才一居弟兄所说我感觉到有一个渴望要来在美东这边跟众教会来分享宣教
Just like Brother George that said, I have the urge to inspire my vision to the church in Northeast America.
我的负担很清楚的不是做一个传道人牧养一间的教会。
My burden is not to shepherd a church.
但是宣教的工作一样是在近处和到远处去做牧养的工作。
But the missionary is also another kind of shepherding church from the nearby to the far away locations.
有一天在工厂上面有一个弟兄问我一个问题。
One day in the mission field, one of the brothers asked me a question.
在那个时候我跟我的师母我们都在做一些本地的工厂本地的弟兄姐妹的一些心灵的导师。
At that moment, my wife and I was doing some local ministry and in teaching.
这个弟兄就问我说：“你愿意真的把我们这些年轻的弟兄姐妹当作你真正的儿女吗？”
And the brother asked me, "Do you really treat us as your children?"
我们夫妇的确在他们当中算是稍微年长一点。
So as a matter of fact, my wife and I are older among all the congregations that I serve.
问我这个弟兄，他当时还没有结婚，他比我的儿子大概要大个差不多十岁左右。
And although this brother was single, but he's older than my son by 3-5 years.
我就在想，我对这些年轻的在工厂也在服侍的弟兄姐妹，对他们的那个心，是不是有为父的心肠呢
？And then all of a sudden, I ask myself, do I really become a good father figure to these people in the mission field?
所以也借着今天的这个父亲节的这样的一个节庆，我们来思想一个题目，就是合神心意的父亲。
So today we are going to ponder upon a theme that is a father after the heart of God through this Father's Day.
我们的经文用的是马拉基书4:1-6.
And the theme passage is recorded in the book of Malachi, chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 1 to verse 6.
我们可以一起来从第一节来读到第六节。
So we're going to read together from verse 1 to verse 6.
我先读中文的，然后接下来在英文的弟兄姐妹再来读一段英文的，然后我们就进到经文的里面。
So we're going to read in Chinese first, and afterwards we are going to read.Altogether in English.
万军之耶和华说：“那日临近，势如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的和行恶的，必如碎屑，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条亦无存留。但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。”你们必出来跳跃如圈圈里的肥犊，你们必见他恶人， 在我所定的日子，他们必如灰尘在你们脚掌之下，这是万军之耶和华说的。第四节，你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。第五节，看哪、啊、耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 1-6. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be summoned, and that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. There will be ashes under the sole of your feet on the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at the Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before that great and the dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the father to their children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with a curse.
在耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。
And the Bible says, See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and the dreadful day of the Lord comes.
让我们在这个父亲节的节庆的里面，让我们真正的明白到神对一个父亲的心意。
So on this Father's Day, let us learn what is the demand from our Father, from our Heavenly Father to all the earthly fathers.
我们在地上绝对没有一个完美的父亲。
And we all know that on this earth, there's no perfect father.
但是让我们学习从神的心意，从神的角度，从神的话语来学习做一个父亲。
But we can learn how to be a perfect father through God's words, through His example, and through His words.
我们来祷告。
And let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们向你献上感谢。
So Heavenly Father, we offer our thanksgiving to you.
主耶稣，我们是在欢喜快乐，因为我们本来是罪人，但是透过耶稣你的拯救，我们能够呼叫阿爸父。
Lord Jesus, we are glad and happy because through your sacrifice, we become your children and we come approach our Father and cry out, Abba, Father.
天父，我们实在欢喜快乐，因为你没有按着我们的过犯待我们，用你的慈生爱所来牵引我们走这条永生的道路。
Father, we are glad and rejoice because you never treat us as a sinner, but you always show mercy and love kindness and to lead us on this way to eternity.
天父，你按着我们的本相，透过耶稣基督来接纳我们。
So you receive us as we are through Jesus Christ.
主耶稣，我们实在愿意在我们生命当中来学习做一个父亲。
So Lord Jesus, we are really willing to learn to be a perfect father in our daily life.
虽然在过去许多的软弱或者是罪的里面，主，你没有按着我们的过犯待我们。
Even though in the past days we fail according to our sins, but you never treat us shrewdly.
主，但是谢谢你现在拯救了我们，让我们重新的与父神和好，也让我们在家庭当中学习做一个父亲。
But we give thanks to you because you have saved us and give us opportunity to learn through your words.
给我们力量，让我们真正的在你的话语上得到帮助，让我们在家庭当中，让我们在儿女，让我们在这样的一个世代当中来学习做一个父亲。
Strengthen us, help us to learn to be a father in our family, in our immediate environments.
让我们在这罪恶多端的世代，让我们成为盐，成为光的见证，能够把你的好消息能够来分享出去。
In this wicked and degenerate generation, may we be the light and the salt to the darkened world.
谢谢主耶稣，你恩待我们，让我们听的、讲的、翻译的同盟一个灵感动。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you. May your Holy Spirit move the heart for those who speak and for those who hear your words.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
This we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我下面要用几张图片来先跟各位介绍。
I'm going to use several illustrations to make my point clear.
在台湾呢，有一对年老的父子。这对父子呢，他们好像是一个生命共同体。
So, and, in Taiwan, there was an old father and son, and they seemed to live, embryonically.
父亲是手，儿子是脚。
And the father has hand but no feet, but the son has feet but no hands.
儿子呢，这位蔡先生51岁，离婚25年。
So this son is at the age of 51 and he was divorced quite a while.
在五年前，他因为触到高压电就失去了双手，全部靠老父亲来照顾。
So 5 years ago, he just touched a high tension wire, and as a result, he lost his hands, and his daily life was taken care by his old father.
老父亲照顾他到84岁的时候。
So the father took care of this son, but when this father reached the age of 84,
老父亲患了乌角病，截去了双腿。
So this father contract a black foot disease, that means the gangrene, and then as a result, he lost the feet.
没有办法再照顾他的儿子。
And he was no longer to be able to take care of his, handicapped son.
儿子惊觉父亲只剩下我可以依靠了。一念之间，他就开始学着用双脚来回报父亲的养育之恩。
And so this son thought of it. So even though I don't have hands, but I have feet, I may be able to use my feet to take care of my father and for his love and care from childhood.
第二张图片。
And the second illustration.
两个女同性恋，他们在法庭上面为了分手，要在法庭上面争这个女儿的监护权。
So we show a two women, they were lesbians, and they are going to break up.And in the court, they are fighting for the guardianship of their daughter.
左边这个相片，这个女孩子是其中的一个女同性恋，她的亲生的女儿。
So on your left, you see a young woman. She is the daughter of one of the lesbians.
其实这个女孩子是两个人的所谓的爱情的结晶。他们只不过是借着这个精子银行里面找到一个精子，能够来在这个女性的这样的一个怀孕之下生出了他们所谓的爱情的结晶。
So actually, this daughter was a result of what they call a crystal of love, and actually they use a sperm bank and to implant into one of the women.And to impregnate it and gave birth this daughter.
所以两个人非常爱这个孩子。
So these two women love this young lady.
但是有一天，其中的一个女性她移情别恋，准备要跟另外一个她的这个她的爱人要去另组他们的婚姻。
But one day, one of the lesbian felt that she no longer loved this woman, and she.Decided to part company.
所以这个孩子就在法庭上面来被双方来争谁能够有这女儿的监护权。
So therefore there was a big fight in the court about the guardianship.
但这个孩子他在成长的整个过程当中没有一个父亲的角色。
But this young lady, in her process of growing up,And was lacking a father figure.
他将来他的婚姻里面，如果是有机会正常的时候，他怎么样的能够和一个从来 没有接触过一个父亲的这样的一个信仰或者这样一个教育的里面，如何能够来开始他的婚姻。
So I wonder when this lady growing up in the future and she's going about to get married and she had never a father figure in her past, how should her deal with a situation with another man?
这是我们今天在面对同性恋，这是一个非常关键的问题。
So、
一男一女的婚姻。
So this is a very crucial problem happened today when we talk about the same-sex marriage.
那么下一张图片。
So the next picture shows this.
这是我在工厂的一对同工的夫妇。
So this is a couple whom I know in my mission field.
这个夫妇呢，他们已经很久没有一直没有孩子。
And all along, this couple was barren, without a childless.
他们也试过很多方法，但是一直也没有得到孩子。
They have tried many techniques, many methods, but to no avail.
有一天，他接到一个电话，在乡下有一个小婴孩刚刚出生。
So one day they receive a phone call, and knowing that there's a baby,just born and about to be adopted.
这个小婴孩的父亲是酗酒赌博，然后完全不顾他即将生产的太太。
So this baby's father was a drunkard and was indulged in gambling and never cared about his wife.
所以当他的太太在临盆在生产的时候出血，但是这一个父亲却逃之夭夭，他觉得没有办法负这个责任。
So at the point of childbirth, and his wife was bleeding, effusively, and but this husband never cared about his wife.
所以当这个他的家人把这个奄奄一息的产妇和这个小婴孩送到医院的时候
，So as a result, the family member we just send the bleeding mother and the just born baby andto the hospital.
他们发现这个父亲找不到。
But they could not find the father.
这个妈妈也没办法抚养这个孩子。
And then the mother was not able to take care of this baby.
就打电话给我们这位同工，问说愿不愿意来收养这个孩子。
So they called one of my co-workers and requesting whether you know anyone who are able to adopt this baby.
我们这对夫妇同工，他们从来没有过孩子。
So this couple and have been childless for a long time.
所以神就为他们预备了这收养了这个小婴孩，成为神给他们的祝福。
So it's God's blessing and grace that this couple is able to get a baby for their own.
这对夫妇来学习如何从父亲。如何从母亲来关爱这个失去父亲、失去这样的一个正常的婚姻的家庭里面的这个孩子。
So this couple is learning how to provide a mother figure and father figure to this child who had no father and no mother.
这好像是在我们今天所面对的这个世界有许多的不幸。
So is that?The reality of this world and many of us facing the things which are not as good as we think.
也是看到在这个罪恶的世界，尤其同性恋，现在在美国，逐渐在许多的州开始要得着他们所需要的支持。
So we also see what happened in the United States. Many states within the United States of America.They are fighting for the right of the same-sex marriage.
我们来看一下在父亲节的由来。
So let's talk about the origin of the Father's Day.
1909年杜德夫人在参加教会母亲节的礼拜之后心里想。
So in 1909, there was a lady and by the name Mrs. Dot, and after she attend a Mother's Day celebration. in the church?
世上为什么没有一个类似母亲节来纪念父亲的节日？
And then she asked herself, why not we have a Father's Day similar to what we have for Mother's Day?
我们好像都会觉得上帝为了爱这个世界造了一个母亲给我们。
So we know that God loved this world and every one of us has a mother.
但是我们好像对父亲真的是不太重视。
But it seems that we all ignore the father.
所以我们来看下张图片，来看美国父亲节的由来。
So from this picture, we can get a glimpse of how the Father's Day came about.
他这位杜德夫人13岁的时候，那一年他的母亲在生产不幸去世，留下了六名子女。
When Mrs. Dodd, at that time she was a young girl, about 13 years old, and in a family, whose parent has, six children.
他的父亲立志不再续弦。
And then, at that time, when she was 13 years old, her mother died, and her father refused to take another wife.
所以他就在农场父兼母职来培养他的六名儿女。
And so, therefore, this father worked very hard, and during the daytime, he worked in the farm, and then the nighttime as a mother to take care of the big family.
经过几十年的辛苦，父亲把几个儿女提拔养育成人，正当子女们要怀着反哺的心，盼望能够让父亲安享晚年。
So after decades, these six children grew up and become independent, and he is about to retire to enjoy the retirement.
他们的父亲却因为经年累月的体力透支，过度劳累而病倒。
But unfortunately, due to exhaustion, his father too tired and died.
在1972年，美国总统尼克森正式签署文件，让美国在每年的六月第三个星期日来成为全美国的父亲节。
And then in 1972, President Richard Nixon dedicated the third Sunday of June.As a Father's Day to commemorating the fathers.
那我们下面要来看圣经中如何来介绍父亲。
So let us go to the scripture and see how the Bible teach us to be a father.
我先从两个层面来看，第一个是圣经中所谓的失败的父亲。
So let me look at this problem.In two, levels and settle with the fathers, which I consider as a bad father figure.
另外一个是圣经中成功的父亲。
And then we go in to look at the positive side, see what example can be learned from the good father figures.
我们在圣经中所看的、所描述的每一个人绝对没有一个人是完全的，除了主耶稣以外。
So we all know that apart from Jesus, none of the men described, none of the people described in the Bible is perfect.
在圣经都是神所默示的里面，让我们从圣经所描述的每一件人、每一个人、每一件事情，让我们来从当中来学习。
Because the word of God is God's breath.So therefore, we can learn many examples from the scripture.
圣经中失败的父亲谈到以撒的婚姻，他是一个父亲的角色。
So when we look at the bad father figures, and the first one that come to my mind is Isaac.
在以撒和他的妻子利百加的婚姻的里面。
So Isaac and his wife called Rebecca in their marriage,
神预先告诉利百加他腹中的两个相争的孩子。
Actually, God foretold to Rebecca that the twin in his womb is about to be born.
预知大的要服侍小的，但以撒 却没有和他妻子同心来祝福儿子，妻子却和儿子雅各来同谋来骗取祝福。
And God already told this couple that the little one will rule over the elder one, but this couple did not heed God's instruction and come together to teach their children.
在以撒的婚姻里面，父亲的这个角色实在是觉得他是一个失败。
So as a father, I consider Isaac is a failure.
但是我们想想我们自己在婚姻里面父亲的角色呢？
But look at our own marriage as a father.
第二个我们来看亚伯拉罕因为惧怕而称他的妻子为妹子。
And the second example is Abraham, whose wife is Sarah, who is very beautiful, for fear of being murdered, he called his wife a sister.
没有想到他的这件事情他的儿子以撒也跟着同样的效法这件事情。
Unexpectedly, his son, when he grew up, followed the footstep of his father.
所以对我们做父亲的来讲
so,
好像也是一个很实在的。
And this is a great example we ought to learn.
我们所做的每一件事情我们的儿女都在效法都在 copy.
So whatever we do in our daily life,Have you thought of it that our children can imitate us and treat us as an example?
第三个，老以利失职，没有管教他的两个儿子。
So the third example is Eli, the priest, who had two sons.
以利本身是祭司，所以他在以色列会众的面前要来做一个祭司的一个侍奉。
So Eli was a priest among the Israelites.So therefore, his duty is to offer sacrifices to the God.
所以在旧约祭祀有许许多多的规则，有许许多多需要在神的祭祀的这样的一个侍奉的里面非常敬虔的。
So in the Old Testament, as a priest, you ought to observe many detailed regulations prescribed by God in the Bible.
可是圣经里面描述他的两个儿子还不认识耶和华。
But an interesting thing is God described his two sons are those who do not recognize God.
两个不认识耶和华的年轻的祭司竟然来帮助百姓们献祭。
So these two sons paid no attention to the regulation of the Bible, and yet they took up the duty as a priest and to help the people to offer sacrifice to God.
所以他们在会众的面前是非常失败的这样的一个侍奉的这样的一个原则里面神非常生气。
So you can imagine they are priests and never observe the regulation of the law prescribed by the Bible, how could they be an example in the eyes of the Israelites?
以利听到了，却没有加以阻止。
And
我们看见这里面是很大的问题。
And Eli, the father, knew what had happened, to their sons, but he refused, and he was ignorant, he was ignoring to teach their son.
所以我们看见老以利尊重儿子过于尊重神。
So the Bible says,Eli respect his sons more than he do.
在神的家中，我们也要非常的谨慎。
So as a servant of God in the fellowship of the church, we have to be very careful.
我们来看圣经中所谈到的成功的父亲。
Now let's turn our attention to the successful father figures.
约伯在他每天在神的面前为他子女的灵命来祷告。
Now the first one is Job, and this old man always prayed for the children.
他打发孩子们去自洁，提醒孩子们在宴会后要自我反省，有没有得意忘形，得罪了上帝。
So he always instructed children to purify themselves, to retrospect what they have done, and to not to become highly considered and was beside themselves with their prosperity.
所以这好像也提醒我们做父亲的，包括我自己。
Isn't that the case that the Bible reminds us, and as a father, including myself?
我们有没有提醒子女在神的面前要自洁？
Have you always remind our children to purify themselves?
我们有没有提醒他们在神的面前不能够得罪神？
And have we remind them not to offend against God?
这是在这样的一个信仰里面非常重要的。
So this is very important in our belief, in our faith.
第二，我们来看亚伯拉罕为以撒寻找合神心意的妻子。
And the next example is about the story about Abraham, how he prepared a wife for his son Isaac.
神让亚伯拉罕看见迦南许多的恶。
So first of all, God revealed to Abraham that the land of Canaan was filled with wickedness.
所以亚伯拉罕就让他老仆人不要在迦南地为他的儿子以撒来娶妻。
So Abraham and let his servant know that his son should not, ought not marry a Canaanite woman.
所以让我们看见亚伯拉罕在这一件事情上面帮助以撒来找到利百加，这里面是一个很重要的，在婚姻里面来成为神祝福的一个管道。
So we know that how a father create a channel through the blessing flow by helping his son Isaac to find a godly woman.
今天我们做父母的，我们有没有常常为着我们的子女的婚姻来祷告？
Now as a parents, have we oftentimes pray for our children's marriage?
第三个，我们来看大卫为他的儿子所罗门来预备建圣殿的材料。
So the third example is King David, how he prepared his son to build the temple for the Almighty God.
大卫自己已经在圣殿，但是他却发现约柜还没有找到居所。
So as a matter of fact, David already in the temple, but they also discover that the Ark of Covenant was not in there.
神也没有让他来盖圣殿，所以大卫就为所罗门他的儿子来预备圣殿的材料。
And God forbid him to build a temple, even though he has a palace for himself, but he prepared his son Solomon.To build the temple for God.
所以在一个福音，一个信仰的传承的里面。
So in the process of passing our faith to our, children and children.
我们真的是需要帮助他们来在神的事情上面来真正的愿意侍奉神。
So as a father, we ought to help our children to really serve God wholeheartedly.
第四个，我们来看到保罗劝勉在主里真儿子提摩太要来刚强。
So another example is Paul and instruct his true son Timothy to be strengthened and serve God.
在主里是真儿子的这位提摩太，保罗提醒他要刚强。
So this true son of Paul, and Paul instruct him to be courageous.
也许从这个角度来看，保罗非常了解提摩太。
So from this point of view, I can imagine that Paul knew Timothy and deeply.
提摩太基本上大概比较在一些同工当中，提摩太是比较属于胆小型的。
So among all the co-workers,And I can imagine Timothy as one of the timid ones.
所以保罗就劝勉提摩太要来刚强，而且要教导那忠心能教导别人的人。
So therefore, Paul teach Timothy and to be strong and faithful and to teach the teachable.
在这里面，也让我们今天的教会每一位做啊。在灵里面 来帮助一些弟兄姐妹灵里面成长的属灵的父母。
So in our mind, there's a very important lesson that we all can learn in the church. Each one of us should play as a father figure to cultivate, to train the younger one to be a faithful servant of God.
我们华人好像没有这样的一个例子。
So maybe in the Chinese church, we hardly find some of these examples.
所谓教父或者是教母，不是说像黑手党那个教父。
So we ought to have some kind of teaching father and teaching mother in the church.
我们真的是要在我们的教会里面来认领一些他们需要有一个很正面的圣经的父亲的形象的。
So we ought to learn how to adopt the younger co-workers and you act as a father figure to train them to serve God faithfully and teach those teachable.
所以我很建议我们的弟兄姐妹在教会里面找到一些比你年轻的。
So I would encourage each one of you within the church, you find someone who is younger than you.
当然，你说能不能去找姐妹呢？
So you may ask, can I find a sister?
家里面父亲对女儿这是很正常的。
So in the family, a father and daughter relationship is normal.
但是教会里面，特别是在做一个属灵的父母的时候，在这样的一个圣洁的里面，我们特别要谨慎。
So, but in the church, as a man, I urge you not to find another lady to be your student.
所以让我们做弟兄们的，去来帮助教会里面的弟兄们，来在属灵上面陪他们成长。
So let brothers, helping other brothers spiritually, and help them to grow in Christ.
让我们姐妹去找到那些姐妹需要来为他们祷告，需要来陪他们走过这一段属灵的凌晨的时候，来跟他们一起流泪，一起祷告。
In the same way, the sisters should find some younger sisters to help them grow in Christ and to shed tears with them and to have compassion with them together.
我们来看下面在中国人血统的留着中国血统的父亲们的什么样情况。
So let us look at the father figure in this Chinese heritage.
在传统的中国人的家庭里面是什么情况呢？
So what is happening in the Chinese family?
一个父亲。
So as a father.
他会被认为不孝有三，无后为大。
And then the father will taught his own son and saying thatIs against a filial piety if you don't have your own children.
所以中国人的祭祖一定要让中国的祭这个所谓的孝顺一定要生个男孩，这样才可以接续香火，传宗接代。
So in the Chinese concept, a filial piety means you ought to have a son so that you can pass down the family name, and then you can offer incense and to the ancestors.
第二个就是所谓重男轻女的观念。
And then we have a very unhealthy situation that is with prejudice against daughters.
单单我在侍奉的工厂在一些农村里面。
So in my mission field, especially in the farming area,
我碰到有些弟兄他在跟我在分享的时候。
So from the sharing of some of my brothers, I learned something.
他说他有几个孩子，有男孩也有女孩。
And then they told me that they have several children, some boys and some girls.
我很惊讶，这个弟兄也是在服侍神的，他竟然这样跟我讲。
So I was surprised. This brother told me this way, and he is the one who served God.
我的女儿让她读到小学三年级就可以了，只要会写写字，会算一算基本的算数算账就可以了。
And he said, my daughter,Well, let her just go to the third grade, and as long as she know how to spell and know some basic arithmetic, that's enough for her.
让儿子去念比较好的学校。
But for my son, I would like to let him have a higher education opportunity.
作为一个父亲，他有这样的一个对儿女的不同的这样看法，让我非常惊讶。
So I'm very surprised this Christian brother have this kind of prejudice against sex.
我就开始在农村里面，在弟兄姐妹当中来教导有关神在圣经里面对一个教育的一个概念。
So I begin to preach and teach about educating our children according to the Bible.
第三个，我们来看一件事情，就是父亲母亲只有一个，妻子好像衣服丢了可以再买。
So some men have some kind of a spirit of chauvinism, and they thought that, well, a wife is just like a cloth. If I lost it, I can buy another one.
那很多在过去的中国传统的家庭里面，做媳妇的在夫家不能够反对公婆，等到20年以后熬成了婆婆，她用这样方式继续对待亲近门的媳妇。
So in a traditional Chinese family, the daughter-in-law has no right to talk against the mother-in-law. And however, for several years later, she become a mother-in-law. And then she treat his son's wife in the same way. Her son's wife in the same way.
这是我们看见过去中国传统的男孩子在家庭里面所面对的一些情况。
So this is a situation as a man or boy facing in our traditional family.
但是圣经创世纪第二章里面告诉我们。
But this is not the teaching of the Bible. If you look at Genesis chapter 2.
人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Man has to leave their parents and be united with his wife, and the two become one.
彼得也说，妻子比你软弱，她是跟你要一同承受生命之恩的。
And Apostle Paul also said almost the same thing, because your wife is weaker than you, but you are the co-inheritor to the grace of God.
所以让我们放下过去在中国传统的一些不正确的对于男人的一个不正确的观念的里面，让我们把圣经的正确观念教导下去。
So as a Christian, let us forsake our Chinese heritage and begin to live out what the Bible taught us as a man.
下面我们来看在网络上面有一个对话。
So I am looking at the internet, and there was a very interesting conversation.
对一个很普通的父亲，他有一个这样的描述。
So this is a description of a very ordinary father.
他幻想成为拿破仑，一个非凡的一个大人物。
So he imagined himself as a big shot, just like Napoleon.
在年轻的时候，他喜欢班里的一个女同学，但却始终没有表白。后来，这个女同学嫁给了别人。
So when he was young, he loved a pretty girl, but he never expressed his love, and so therefore eventually this lady married other man.
后来他成为一个普通的小职员，但是他还是相信自己能够成为一个部长。
So later on, he became, he was working in a company, and he was just an ordinary, office worker, but he always imagined one day he will become a manager.
他在谈了一个不成功的恋爱以后，和一个自己不了解也不爱的女人结了婚，他后悔了，可是有了孩子。
And later on, he get dumped by a lady, and he thought it's a true love, but he end up marry another woman he knew very little.
他渐渐承认自己没有前途了，但是嘴上绝对不承认。
And he regret, but having, because he was having children, and he thought that he has no future, but he knew that he had no future, but he denied the reality.
突然他喜欢上一个偶遇的女人，很痴迷，但是放弃了。也许那是他一生当中 唯一的真爱。
Accidentally, one day he became enamored of a girl, and but he gave up, and he thought this may be the true love I lost.
后来他退休了，
and then
孩子也成家了，
and retired, and his children have their own family.
有一天他发现自己好像很失败。
And then one day he realized he was really a loser.
他的孩子找出他父亲以前的相片。
And one day his children found out his father's young picture.
充满了活力，非常年轻，完全不像现在邋遢，而且不可理喻，而且是一个十足的愤世嫉俗者。
And then he found out his father was handsome, was animated, so he was resentful and become cynical.
他连电脑和 ATM 都不会用，这样没有本事的，要是我的话。
And then he gave his father an assessment. My father, even though he was handsome, but he doesn't know computer, he doesn't know ATM, and doesn't have an iPhone.So I think I'm better than him.
他的孩子这样想。
And then his children thought this way.
其实你终究会明白，你还不如他。
So father, think about that. You're not as good as your father. You're not as better as him.
不要瞧不起你的父亲。
Do not look down upon your own father.
在世间生存真的很难。
So living in this world is very difficult.
他为你们放弃了很多。
So your father gave up a lot for you.
也许你永远不知道。
Maybe you will never discover.
即使你知道了也不会领情。
So even you know, you will not really have compassion on him.
直到有一天
But one
你做了父亲。
When you became a father.
我们下面来看今天我们如何学习做一个合神心意的父亲。
So let us turn to thepositive aspect of the sermon. How are we going to be a father after God's heart?
第一个要学习做一个完全的人。
So first of all, you ought to be perfect, blameless.
上帝在亚伯拉罕99岁的时候向他显现，说我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。
So with GodAppeared to Abraham when he was 99 years old and said to him, You ought to be perfect. You ought to be blameless.
你若仔细看99岁之前86岁的亚伯拉罕的时候。
So, if you look back a few years earlier, when Abraham was 86 years old,
86岁他在做一个决定，就是他的妻子撒来要请他和夏甲同床。
So when he was 86 years old, Abraham and his wife still childless, and therefore the wife urged him to sleep with her maid servant.
结果有13年之久，神没有跟亚伯拉罕说话。
So as a result, for 13 years, God was silent in the presence of Abraham.
什么叫完全呢？
Now what does it mean by blameless?
完全就是不与当时的世代同流合污。
Blameless means not to be influenced by the wicked influence of the society.
完全就是当我们有任何罪的时候，我们能够来到神的面前求神的饶恕。
Blamelessness means every time when we detect that we are offended about God, we immediately ask God for forgiveness.
所以在创世纪里面，神就再次在99岁的时候来提醒亚伯拉罕要做一个完全人。
So therefore according to Genesis, when Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him and once more warned him to be perfect.
我们来看在如何学习做合神心意的父亲里面，我们要学习来活出一个完全的爱。
So in orderTo learn to be a perfect father, we ought to learn what love is all about.
什么叫完全的爱呢？
What does it mean by a perfect love?
这个时候亚伯拉罕已经有了他的儿子以撒。
So at that moment, Abraham already have his son born by Hagar by the name of Ishmael, or Isaac.
所以 Isaac. 所以神就借着以撒，神来向亚伯拉罕要求把以撒来全然献上。
So his only begotten son Isaac, but God make a request out of Abraham and ask him to offer his only son whom he loved to God.
这个完全的爱在神的表现是什么呢？
So what does the representation of this perfect love in the sight of God?
其实亚伯拉罕并不是只是做做样子把他的儿子杀在坛前。
So actually, Abraham is not just put up an appearance of putting his son over the altar and looking like he's offering his own son to God.
乃是亚伯拉罕全身心的相信神会为他的儿子来负完全的责任。
Because, and as a matter of fact, Abraham wholeheartedly believed God will be responsible for what would happen to his son Isaac.
所以在下面我们就有三个原则我们要来学习的。
So from this story, there are three principles from which we can learn.
第一个，我们要明白你对子女的爱是完全的。
So first of all, you ought to know that your love toward your children must be blameless.
是完全的表示你对他们的爱。
So it's a genuine love that you show to your children.
第二个是要尊重我们跟儿女讲话的态度。
So secondly, we ought to pay attention to our attitude when we talk to our children.
亚伯拉罕跟以撒在三天的路程，他们在一路上来思想、来讲话的时候，亚伯拉罕完全的明白他的儿子心里所想的。
So on their way of the journey to the Mount of Moriah, and for 3 days, the father and son would really think about what would happen.
所以亚伯拉罕心里的难过，心里的为难，他在跟儿子的这样对话里面，他完全的相信神。
So from that conversation, even though Abraham was saddened by God's instruction, but he has 100% faith toward God.
所以亚伯拉罕完全的对着神有信心，亚伯拉罕对他的儿子也完全的有信心。
So therefore we can see that Abraham has a perfect faith toward God and has a perfect faith toward his own son.
所以第三个让我们来学习的就是我们要把时间留给儿女，要花时间给儿女。
So the third thing we ought to learn in this busy society, we ought to reserve some time to spend with our children.
好像刚才一居弟兄所说，我们要珍惜我们彼此的关系。
So just like what Brother George just said, as we can be together, we should cherish our relationship together.
那下面一个，我们要进到下一个图片。
So let us look at this picture.
如何学习做合神心意的父亲？
Now how do we learn to be a father after God's heart?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们做父母的在子女的生命、子女的所有的行为都是一个正面和负面的效法。
So as a father, we project a positive and also a negative example to our children.
所以完全的奉献是一个献祭，是一个在要付上昂贵的代价的献祭。
So a perfect sacrifice is a sacrifice that is costly.
所以神并没有让亚伯拉罕杀了他的儿子以撒。
So even though God finally did not allow Abraham to slaughter his own son,
我们只是看见一个预表，就是耶稣基督为我们被神完全的弃绝。所以耶稣说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
So the act of Abraham's sacrifice.Is really a type of Christ Jesus who forsake the glory of God and came to earth become a man and downed upon he bare all the sins and therefore the Father said to him and He said, Father, why should you forsake me?
我们做父母的在献祭的事情在侍奉的事情
so,
要给子女做一个非常好的敬虔的榜样
in the matter of sacrifice and in the matter of service to God we ought to project a positive image to our own children
下一个图片
and the next picture
在马拉基书第四章里面告诉我们父亲的心转向儿女儿女的心转向父亲
So in the passage we just read earlier in the book of Malachi chapter 4 it talk about the father's heart turned to their children and the children's heart to their fathers
我们要问几个问题
So then it calls us to question us ourselves
做父亲的有没有为儿女祷告
Have I prayed for my children regularly?
做父亲的有没有爱妻子爱到为他舍命给孩子做一个榜样
Have I as a father and a husband loved my wife to the extent that I can set a good example for my children to follow
有没有爱或者叫尊敬妻子的父亲好像爱尊敬自己的父亲一样
Have I loved my wife and respect herAs I love and respect my own father.
那么对于做母亲的呢我们也有这样的提醒。
Now to the mother, we have a similar, reminder.
做母亲的有没有在儿女面前尊重丈夫
So as a mother, did you respect your husband?
有没有爱或者是尊敬丈夫的父亲好像自己的父亲一样
Did you respect your husband's father as you were to your own father?
第三个我们要问的是
So the third question we ought to examine ourselves.
我们做子女的有没有感谢并且数算父母的恩典
So as children, did we count the blessing that our parents gave to us?
有的人说在母亲节或者是父亲节都会让母亲不要洗碗让父亲不要做家事。
So many people, many children, during the Father's Day or Mother's Day, and they said to the parent, okay, this is one day, just one day, I want to wash the dishes and do all the family chore.
让我们做子女的真的用感恩来为着我们的父母来献上感谢。
As a children, do we really reciprocate our love to our parent as a way to express our gratitude.
最后一个我们就要问我们能不能借着我们环境当中不仅是教会或者是社区有一些老人也需要我们去关爱也需要我们去顾念。
So the last question is that we extend our love to a larger circle. Have we care about not only just our father, but other elder people in our immediate surroundings.
如果父亲的心不转向儿女，儿女的心不转向父亲，耶和华神的咒诅会面临这个事情。
And the Bible gives us a very severe warning. If the father's heart do not turn to the children, and the children's heart do not turn to the father, God will pronounce judgment and curse be upon your family.
最后我要跟各位介绍麦克阿瑟将军为他的儿子的祷告的主导祷告文。
So lastly, I would like to tell you the prayer that General MacArthur prayed for his children.
为什么这个祷告文那么被重视
Now why this prayer is so important to us.
麦克阿瑟他自己本身在二战的时候他在太平洋战争他当时因为战争的失败他要必须要回到离开这个菲律宾
So General MacArthur during the Second World War and because he made some mistake during the war and he had to left Philippines and returned to the United States.
然后他在离开菲律宾，他讲了一句话：“我要再回来，我必回来。”
So, the moment he was about to leave Philippines, and he said to the people, "I will come back."
所以在这个和美军和日本作战跳岛战役的里面，我们看见麦克阿瑟终于回到了，得回了这样的一个在这个远东的战役的成功。
So eventually, and he won over the war in the Pacific Ocean.
那么我们下面就来看麦克阿瑟他为他的儿子的祷告的内容。
Now let's look at the content of the prayer that General MacArthur prayed for their children.
其实我觉得这也是我们今天对于我们的子女一个很正面的祷告的内容。
So I believe this prayer can apply today to us as we pray for our children.
主啊，求你塑造我的儿子，使他够坚强到能认识自己的软弱。
God, may you strengthen my son so that he is able to recognize his own weakness.
也能够勇敢地面对惧怕。
Give him the courage in the face of a strong enemy.
在诚实的失败中毫不气馁。
So during the moment of failure, would not give up.
在胜利中保持谦逊温和。
So at the time of victory, not become complacent and become humble.
神啊，求你塑造我的儿子。
Lord, may you mold my son.
不是空有幻想而缺乏行动。
And not just have a good imagination, but lacking actions.
引导他认识你，同时也让他认识自己。
Guide him to know you and to know himself.
我祈祷愿你引导他不求安逸舒适。
I pray that he is not seeking comfort.
相反的，经过压力、艰难和挑战。
On the contrary, give him the strength to face challenge.
学习在风暴中挺身站立。
And teach him to stand straight in the midst of the storm.
学习连续那些在重压之下失败的人。
And then teach him to have the compassion to those who are oppressed.
求你塑造我的儿子心地清洁，目标远大。
May you cultivate my son and help him to have a vision.
使他在指挥别人之前先懂得驾驭自己。
So before he is going to command over others, first of all, he should command himself first.
永远不忘记过去的教训。
And never forget the lesson he had learned in his past experiences.
又能够伸展进入未来。
And then he will extend what he learned into the future.
我还祷告求神赐给他足够的幽默感。
I pray that he may have a sense of humor.
使他能够认真而且严肃。
So that he may be very serious in conducting his business, but with light-hearted attitude.
但不至于过分的苛责自己。
And do not oppress or restricted himself.
恳求赐给他谦卑，使他永远记牢。
I pray that he may have humility and always remember what other people had done for him.
使他在真伟大中是平凡的。
So let him be a great man, but an ordinary.
使他在真智慧中是开明的。
So give him the true wisdom so that he has a more open-mindedness.
使他在真勇敢里面是温柔的。
So in the midst of courage, give him gentleness.
最后他说，如此我才敢低声说，我没有虚度此生。
And lastly, Lord, I can pray with my honest heart that I did not waste my life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
做一个 Dear brothers and sisters,
学习做一个合神心意的父亲不容易。
So to learn to be a father after God's heart is not an easy task.
不是只是一个儿子，我们也希望我们的女儿也一样的能够有这样的一个祝福的祷告。
So we not just pray for our son, but we ought to pray our daughters also.
这让我想到我们今天是何等幸福的一群。
So it leads me to think that we are so blessed today.
有一首诗歌是讲到阿巴父。
So there was a song, there was a hymn,entitled Abba Father.
阿爸父是我们真正的在伊甸园里面，神透过亚当夏娃他们犯罪，借着耶稣基督使我们重新的能够回到天父的怀抱。
And Abba Father was an image that the first couple experienced in the Garden of Eden, and then they foresee the coming of Jesus Christ who died for usAnd save us.
不管弟兄姐妹在你过去有再多的失败，
Maybe in your past you have lots of failures.
但是在你面前，神把一个敞开的门来为我们敞开。
But God always opened His door for us.
让我们在家庭当中学习做一个父亲。
So that we can learn how to be a father after God's heart in our own family.
让我们在教会里面学习做一个属灵的父亲。
So in the church, we learn how to be a spiritual father.
最近在香港有一个回家的聚会，这几年来。
So, in the recent years, we have a family reunion in Hong Kong.
神陆陆续续借着华人把不同族裔的基督徒都带到回家的这样的聚会里面。
So it was a Christian activity that God through His mercy and then called many people from overseas to get together in Hong Kong.
不单是真正的是享受到天父怀抱里面那个回家的那样的一个喜乐。
Not only these people can enjoy the togetherness and the family spirit in on this earth.
所以让弟兄姐妹在回家的里面感受到不要再分你我，不要再分彼此，因为我们都是一家人。
So even though we have different cultures and coming from different places, but we ought to learn the unity within the fellowship of God's church.
如何学习做一个合神心意的父亲呢？
Now, how do we learn to be a father after God's heart?
让我们为家人祷告。
First of all, we ought to pray for our family members.
因为将来我们在天家，我们是要一同的相聚。
Because in heaven, we are all together as a united family.
在启示录里面特别讲到，在宝座面前，万民、万族、万国都要来屈膝，都要来敬拜侍奉这羔羊的救主。
So in the book of Revelation, and the Bible tells us that all people, no matter what race and what's your tongue and what's your culture, will gather together to worship the slaughtered Lamb of God.
让我们学习做一个合神心意的父亲。
Let's learn how to be father afterThe heart of God.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们向你心常感谢。
So Heavenly Father, we offer our thanksgiving to you.
我们实在是不完全。
So we know that we are not perfect.
我们不管看过去或者是看未来。
And no matter our past and our future.
主耶稣，你没有按着我们的过犯待我们。
But Lord Jesus, you never treat us according to our iniquities.
主，我们也求你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us all.
在这样的世代当中学习做合神心意的父亲。
In this wicked and perverted generation, how to be a father after your heart?
也让我们学习来尊荣我们的父母。
And teach us to honor our parents.
让我们在教会里面学习做一个属灵的父母。
So in the church, let us learn to be spiritual parents.
也让我们学习尊荣属灵的父母。
So also teach us to honor our spiritual parents.
主，你恩待我们的教会。
May you show grace to our church.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢。